Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, we got your password coming up in about 4 minutes. Kid Nation, play Beat the Bank.
Extreme!
Real quick, before we get to hooking up a teacher, an overachieving teacher, from the text, Big Al.
Yo!
Hashtag whole shirt, whole show shirtless. Also, you got triple dog dared on the text to do the whole show shirtless.
I don't want to do that to my coworkers.
And Big Al Mac, I haven't had a man in a long time that just made my day and make my day even more if you want the whole show without it. You know what I'm saying? That right there.
Well, I appreciate the encouragement. There ain't no cause for that.
There ain't no need for that. All right, we're back to school. A lot of you are probably getting to school right now or getting ready to go to school. And we asked you to go to kidnation.com if you are an overachieving teacher.
Okay.
And let us know what you would do with $500 in your classroom. Because, look, we know, as a teacher, you're spending your own hard-earned money on these kids.
Oh, yeah.
You're getting all the supplies. You're getting whatever you need for your lessons, for whatever theme you have in your classroom. So we asked you to tell us, hey, what are you going to do with $500 if we were to give you some, thanks to Pilot Pen? And we got a bunch of letters, including this one that Kelly has.
Yes, it says, I am actually a speech therapist that coordinates and team teaches with classroom teachers at the secondary level. All of my students are deaf and hard of hearing. A huge learning need for these students is social language and social skills. These skills will increase their ability to succeed after high school in a hearing world. My dream for the students this year would be to implement a social curriculum paired with green screen video technology. This will allow them to direct and produce their own scenarios, which will help boost their confidence and eagerness to learn. That's from Carrie Unterbug. She is with the Plano Regional Day School for the Deaf Secondary Speech Therapy for grades 6 through 12.
Yay.
And Miss Unterbug is on the phone with us right now. Hi, Carrie.
Hello.
Hi, how are y'all?
Good. Doing excellent. First of all, cool last name.
Thank you.
Did we butcher it?
No, you got it right. I'm a bug.
Great.
You're a bug.
I'm a bug.
Love it.
And how long have you been teaching, Carrie?
I've been working in Plano for 6 years now.
Okay. And did you know you always wanted to work with these kids?
Well, I've worked with special ed, but deaf and hard of hearing has always kind of been a pull for me, and I've got into the place where I'm working with them, and I've loved it since.
Wow. How long did it take you to learn sign language?
Well, I've kind of took classes off and on, and I've learned from the kids, so it's been a process. It's been probably 5 years.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Because I didn't go to school. I didn't take it in school.
Right. Okay.
So you've been learning as you started teaching.
Yes, I have. I have.
So I'm sure that's been pretty tough because you're trying to speak to these kids using sign language, but at the same time, you're still learning yourself.
Yes. But I've caught on pretty quickly.
How do you yell
they're
at them when they're acting up? How do you yell
at
them?
Yeah, is there a sign for yelling?
You just make very strong faces with your sign.
Yeah. Oh, so you got if you make a mean face,
big
I'm getting
hands.
Yelled at.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They get it.
Oh, see, okay.
They get it.
Big hands.
They get it. There's a body language. They know when they're in trouble.
What's your favorite part about teaching these special needs kids?
I've always had a heart to work with them and just love connecting with them and helping them and hoping that they succeed and giving them the skills to go out in the world and be successful. It's been awesome.
And what's your favorite sign word?
Oh, goodness. probably beautiful.
Aww.
Beautiful. Very pretty. Yes.
I would ask you to tell us how to do that, but I'll just look it up later. We'll just do that. We're really happy to be talking to you, Carrie, and proud of what you've been doing. And thank you so much for all the work you do. And we're going to go ahead and give you this $500 Visa gift card.
Yay! I'm so excited.
You can get that green screen and help out these kids. And we'll hook you up some Pilot pens as well.
Awesome. I love y'all's show. I've been listening for years and years and years.
And we would love to see pictures and video of you doing this and doing your class.
Okay, great. I will do that.
That way we could show.
It'll be fun.
We could show Kid Nation how your class runs.
Awesome.
Well, thanks. Keep doing what you're doing.
I'm so excited to tell my students.
Oh, I can't wait. Yeah, you have a wonderful day at school today, Carrie, and enjoy that $500, okay?
Great. Thank you. Y'all have an awesome day.
Bye, Miss.
I got beautiful for you.
Miss Unterbug? What is it?
You put your thumb on your chin,
uh-huh,
and your hands open,
yep,
and then you roll your fingers across your face.
Oh, that's a cool one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, beautiful. All right, got it.
That makes sense, yeah.
I thought I used to know how to say I love you, but I forgot.
Isn't that just the
horn?
That's hookum horn.
Yes, I love you, though.
That's, but I think there's a...
Well, you can probably just do that, but I love you.
There it
that's
is.
The universal.
It's yeah. From your chin, right? And that's beautiful.
Beautiful.
Hey, Kelly, you look today.
Hashtag HR.
Oh.
Put that in his file.
All right, Kid Nation, it's time to hook you up with that password you need to play Beat the Bank Extreme.
Sorry,
yeah, that's all good, Big Al Mac. Your password is beautiful.
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 How about that? We'll make the password beautiful. You'll need that when you pick your vault to go inside it and claim up to $10,000. We already had a $2,000 winner yesterday. We want to keep that winning streak going. That means Beat the Bank is coming up next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, let's do it, Kid Nation. Yep, round yep. one of Beat the Bank Extreme.
Man, I'm off my game.
What's up, Al?
I don't know, man.
You're a little bit echoey this
slow,
morning. With this. It's all good, buddy. It's all good. People still want you with the shirt off, by the way. This is our first round, which means, yes, we'll play again in about an hour. But right now, we need you to pick up that phone and give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-KEEP-IT.
We're looking for call number 17. Play Beat the Bank. Make sure you have that password, because no password, no entry into our vault. And you get to pick which vault you go inside. So hopefully you have a lucky number. That might help you out right there. So I was just looking. SpaceX has just named the first person that's going to travel up to the moon and back.
The first person? Like, they have a drawing or what?
Yeah, this is Elon Musk's, rocket that he created with Tesla and what they're going to do. And apparently this rocket can fly out there, come back to Earth, and land on its own. There's videos of it, and it lands upright and everything. Everything's so far with the, I think they've done it 6 times or something. It's been okay.
And they have a Tesla car up there somewhere already, right?
Like, it's not a Tesla car. Or is it?
Like trying to land on Mars or something.
I think it's just orbiting.
It's just out there.
It's orbiting.
It's just out there. Yeah, he just put out this red car with a little fake astronaut.
He's just chilling in it.
Yeah, he's just chilling in it. So that's he's got enough money to do that. But SpaceX, you're going to pay a lot of money. What you're going to do is you're going to leave Earth. You're going to go around the moon and back.
That's it. Okay.
That's it.
Fascinating to me that people want to sign up and do this.
Yeah. And the guy that's
like,
doing it.
Like, I would pay money to not do it. Like, if they said everyone has to do it, I would be like, how much do I pay to not?
Well, this is the first private citizen that's going to get to do this.
Yeah.
Somebody that's not with NASA or anything like that. And it's
how
a
much?
Japanese billionaire. His name's Yusaku.
Crazy rich Asian.
And here's the thing. Yeah. When you're a billionaire, I don't know if I would want to be the first. We were just talking about this with our producer, White Cheddar. I would want to be maybe the 1,000th.
No, because when you have all the money in the world and you're still looking for a thrill.
Yeah.
But if I blow up.
Also have this sense of invincibility, too, when you're that powerful.
Yeah, he's got this story
you
that
think you're
nobody.
Kind of invincible and.
Nobody else on the earth will be able to tell.
Yeah. Okay, would this make you feel better? 60 launches and they've been successful.
Okay.
But that means it's this reusable rocket has been used 60 times, so now it's...
Well, I mean, when you think about it, airplanes are reusable.
It's a certified used car.
We're on planes that have been flying since the 70s, some of them. You can tell.
Going
peel off
there.
That paint.
Yeah. There's no Soli that's going to land it in the water.
Does he have to... is it an extra $50 for him to pay for luggage or what?
I'm not sure, Al. I don't know how much luggage is.
Fly free.
I think I was trying to find out how long it takes to get to the moon, and there's a bunch of different answers. And according to this one,
it takes about a day.
Yeah, it's probably we're looking at about a 16-hour trip.
Okay,
based
so
on
Australia.
What I found.
Yeah, that's like Australia, right?
Yeah, because they said
New Zealand air.
Yeah,
about 16 to 17, maybe 18 hours, because they said it's about 8.5 hours to get to the moon if you're in a really fast rocket.
Wait, round trip at 16.
Yeah, you got to go there and back. So it's probably going to be more like 17 or 18. And this was only getting to the moon. You're going to
day trip.
You're going to go around the moon. So that's probably going to add a couple hours.
It's going to stop over in at LaGuardia or what?
Yeah, I don't know where you're
going to connect.
I don't know if there's a connecting flight, Big Al. I don't know if you got to stop at Mars or something. Or oh, that would be cool. That would, we would have connecting flights at the moon to go to Mars eventually.
It takes way longer to get to Mars.
Of course it
way,
does.
Way out.
I know it's way out.
So
that's why you need a connecting flight.
It's like 4 or 5 days.
To fuel up, you know?
Okay.
But, yeah, so I guess it's
imagine
probably
that
be...
moon layover.
Right, and then you got
to...
You have to change planes.
Change rockets?
Yeah. Gotta go to the bar, and the drinks are going to be overpriced. You want a double?
I just want to go up there and see what it looks like.
See, it's funny. I have no desire. Is that does that make me crazy and weird? I have no desire to go into space.
Oh, I do.
I have no desire to get on a submarine and go real deep.
No.
I have no desire to go up there either.
I can imagine.
I'm comfy.
Yeah.
I would take a picture of Earth and send it to the flat earthers.
Now, what if you get the middle seat? That's going to suck.
I know.
Yeah, if you don't get an exit row, I need some leg room.
Now, what I can't find is if this guy's going to go by himself.
No, you got to take somebody.
I would think you'd have to take an experienced, I would hope.
Pilot?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
something goes wrong.
I'm sure they can do it from Earth. Where they could
somebody there is a.
I would want to have somebody to talk to.
Yeah,
you don't want to take this trip by yourself.
And I need a flight attendant.
I wonder if Elon goes with him.
And I need some.
Why wouldn't Elon Musk want to be the first one to do this? See, that's
exactly.
When the guy that created
that's like when I went on this shark tour and the guy driving the boat didn't get in the water and told me to. I'm like, why aren't you getting in the water with me?
Yeah, right.
Oh, I've done it before. Well, why isn't Elon going? He's not even doing this.
Yeah. If he's not doing it, something's
suspicious.
Up. Yeah, very suspicious.
And I want to be in Group A.
All right, Al.
Al, we get all your...
He's not here. He can't do anything else but think of airplane problems right now.
This is not an airplane. This is one dude. There's going to be one group. Now taking all passenger.
All passenger.
Now taking all passenger. Thank you. Board. So hopefully that trip goes well for him because Anna, our girl that runs Kid TV, she just took a trip and she realized something.
Hmm.
What?
She should not be traveling.
Or she at shouldn't least be traveling?
She shouldn't travel?
Or she should not be in charge of certain things when it comes to traveling.
Anna.
Because she had a rough day yesterday.
It didn't look rough because your nice little bathing suit lounging pic was beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I liked it.
I was like, oh, that's right. She's in Mexico.
The trip went well.
Yes. Yeah, the trip went well despite all the hurricanes and everything going on.
A bachelorette party or girls trip?
It was just a girls trip. Just like a fun annual thing that we like to do. It's me and my five best girlfriends, which was a lot of fun.
You went to Playa del Carmen?
We did.
The birthplace of the hamburger.
Yes, that's true. Y'all were talking about it this morning, and I was like, wow, I just want to go back.
Fun fact, that's where the hamburgers came from, is Playa del Carmen back in 1882. Raul Jimenez created it in his kitchen. Thank you very much.
This is the new state.
You keep telling me it's Hamburg, Germany. You're wrong.
Yeah.
All right, so how is Playa?
Well, unfortunately, I did not try one of the hamburgers there. And also, I'm just glad I made it back in one piece because let me tell you guys what happened.
What'd you do?
Well, so the trip went really well. Like, we were there for a couple days. There was no rain. Like, there wasn't really a lot of people there because I think because of the time of year. So we kind of had, like, the beach to ourselves. Like, super, super cool. And the only thing was that we had scheduled our return flight for 6 a.m. Monday morning. I don't know why we did that. I think it was probably the cheapest one, and we're all really cheap.
Yeah, it's usually pretty cheap.
So we were like, okay, it's fine, whatever. But the place we were staying at was an hour away from the airport.
Yeah.
And you know you're supposed to give yourself 2 hours for an international flight.
Yeah.
So we're thinking, okay, we need to leave the airport at 3 a.m.
Which
is a headache, right?
Yeah.
And my friends and I, obviously, we like had been staying up all weekend, so we kind of like were kind of sleep deprived at like 3 a.m. And so it was my job, since I'm the Spanish speaker of the group.
Shout out.
It was my job to schedule our car service for 3 a.m. And I like the night before, I was like, okay, cool, everything's good. Hopefully it all goes well because I don't have a plan B. So, of course, we go outside at 3 a.m. Nope. Then it's like 3:05. Then it's like 3:10.
When do you start freaking out?
Well, and honestly, at 3:01, I asked my friends, I was like, so at what point do I call him and see where he's at?
3:01, you're
worried. Yeah. And so I did call him a couple of times, no answer. I texted him, no answer.
He was sleeping.
Yeah, which, I mean, I can't blame him. It was 3 in the morning. But then I was like, okay, well, I don't know what to do because Uber's not a thing over there.
Nope.
And it's 3 a.m., so there's no taxis.
Just a bunch of drunk people.
Were you at a hotel?
We were staying in, like, condos. So there wasn't really, like,
which makes
you know, like, a
tougher
front desk. But our condos were next door to, like, a resort. and they had like security guards over there. So okay. I just like walk over, like trying not to cry. And I was like, hi, obviously this was in Spanish, but I was like, hi, hello. Like, is there any way you could help me out? Like, we're trying to get a ride to the airport. We need a taxi, like all this stuff. And they're just like, nah, sorry, I can't help you.
Oh.
And so then I'm like, okay, yeah, that's cool. That's great. And so there was kind of like, since our condos were kind of like off, not like on like the busy street, I kind of told my friends, like, okay, y'all sit here with the luggage. I'm going to go over to where that like busy street is, see if by a chance of God, I can like get a taxi.
So you're walking by yourself.
One of my friends went with me.
And it's like, I'm going to go down the alley right here, guys.
Okay. Don't worry, I got this. One of my friends went with me because I was like, I don't want to go by myself. We go over there, and of course, there's no taxis. And
by this time, 3 a.m.
Yeah. And, but there was this like sign that had a phone number that just kind of said like, you know, like, oh, if you're having trouble with your taxi or whatever, like call this number. So I'm like, okay, cool. Call it. Of course, my phone's not working because I'm like, even though it's like international, I don't know. I'm like trying to search like, you know, what numbers are you supposed to type in when you're like in a foreign country, like all this stuff.
Yeah, like 00521 all that.
And I was just like, oh my God, I was like on the verge of crying because all of my friends were all going to miss our flights. And like, it was, I didn't know what to do. And so then in the distance, I see this taxi light. Oh. And I was like, oh my God, I jumped in the middle of the street like a crazy person. I was like, hi, hello, please don't like drive
hola,
by
hola,
me. Yeah.
A taxi.
I was like, oh my God, thank you.
Auto.
So the guy pulls over and I'm like, please, can you please take us to the airport? Like, I'm dying. Like, I'll pay you a little bit extra, like all this stuff.
Ooh,
he's like, yeah, I'll take you guys. Well, here's the issue. It's a small little taxi and there's six of us with suitcases.
But you told him you were dying, right? So that.
And I was like, please, I will give you just like a little bit extra money if you call one of your taxi friends and get us another taxi. Like, I don't know what to do. And he's like, okay, yeah, sure, whatever. And so then he's like calling his friends or whatever. And then one of my friends that was like with the luggage calls me and she's like, hey, there's a car here.
And I
was like,
showed up.
Well, I was like, what, who is it? Like, what car? And they're like, it's like a random taxi. And I was like, that's not our taxi. That's also
they
not,
found a random taxi.
They found like a ramp, but like we were like in condos, kind of like secluded. So I was like, don't get in the car. I don't know who that is. Like, wait for our taxis. Like, we'll pull around, like, whatever. And so then we like all pull around. We're like all kind of like in a mess. Like, which car do we get into? There's three cars here. We don't know which one to get into.
One's a serial killer. One's going to take us to the airport.
I know. And so we're
like,
okay.
The lottery.
Luck of the draw, I guess.
One's going to make it. One's not.
Yeah. And so we get into the taxis and we're on our way. And finally, like, everything, I'm like, okay, maybe we'll make it. But then my friends text me and they're like, do we have money? Because we didn't have cash. We only had enough
cash. What's up with y'all?
Well, because originally we only had enough cash for one taxi. We didn't think to get enough for two taxis. And we didn't want to, like, take out all these pesos when, like, we were leaving, you know?
Well, that's what you did.
I know, but I'm the most unprepared human being on the face of the earth, apparently.
How'd you guys pay him?
Money on you?
Nothing? No, well, no, like, luckily, like, we kind of had, like, a couple. We found an ATM when we, like, got there. We were, like, able to drop cash. I gave my taxi driver, like, a bunch of just, like, extra pesos because I could tell he was kind of, like, also when we were driving, he was kind of, like, dozing off because he was, like, really, really sleepy, I think.
Well, yeah.
And we were, like, I was, like, please, dude, now's not the time. So, like,
no,
it was, like,
not
an hour away and I just, like, didn't know what to do. But everything was okay. Somehow made it in one piece. But now I've learned that no one should put me in charge of anything.
No.
As much
music.
Yeah.
We're gonna put you in charge of our travel plans for our family vacation.
Yeah, I gotcha.
You and Kinsey should travel together.
Yeah, could you imagine?
Well, if Kinsey were planning this trip, we wouldn't have even made it to Mexico because she doesn't buy the tickets.
Yeah. But if Kinsey were planning this trip, she would film you in the shower, which we happen
no
to have a clip of.
No.
What?
It's cold outside.
Shush.
Out at the moment, you say, what can make me feel this way? My
the acoustics.
Ooh.
Talking about my
my
yes.
Girl.
Kinsey filmed JC showering, singing, because you do it all the time. She gets you so good. I love it.
Oh, I'm going to get her back.
And she
so
posted
bad
it, too.
I know, but
part
I
mean, of JC's like, I sounded pretty good.
Uh-huh.
You know,
uh-huh.
Never thinking.
No, I'm embarrassed.
No, you're not.
Embarrassed. I'm
embarrassed.
Proud,
I'm embarrassed.
Right
Trey, play it again.
No, stop. Stop.
Listen to it. And clear your tone.
Okay.
You say,
all right.
Yeah.
Stop.
My girl.
I seriously want to crawl under this desk and just do the show.
Yeah, you go.
You love it.
Can I make that my ringtone?
No.
Everyone here makes it their ringtone.
No. Okay.
I'm so glad we
nice
have
job,
that.
Dude.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Nice job.
Well, you would say that because you're in my band.
Well, yeah, it's true. The Don Cheadles. But I will not sing with you in the shower. I'm sorry.
I'll sing with you right now.
That's where I draw the line.
You want to sing right now?
Let's do it.
All right, let's go.
Beat the bang.
Hey, Kana.
Beat the bang. Beat the bang.
Extreme.
Hey, Janet. Doggies. Shots for shoes. Topless. Toe sucking. Distraction. Dudes. Beat.
What was that?
Bang.
Topless. Beat. Toe sucking.
Doggies?
I just got an email from GoDaddy. These are all about to expire unless I renew them. These are my domains. These are my domains.
Oh, topless.
You have toplesstoesucking.com?
Yeah.
Toplesstoesucking.com. I have enchanteddoggies.com.
Enchanted doggies.
I have shots for shoes.
He would do these things as bits on the radio, but then he'd actually follow through with
I bought them, yeah. And distractiondudes.com. I think we were talking about something like, I think Jenna even said it. I need a distraction dude.
A distraction
like
dude.
Like when you were going through something.
Mm-hmm.
And so I bought distractiondudes.com. And so I need to either do something with these. I just renew them.
I renewed mine.
Yeah.
I have shirtsies.com.
Shirtsies.
Because remember I was going to invent that shirt? It's like a onesie for kids, but I didn't want my kid to look like he had a tucked-in shirt because I wanted to look right with his jeans. So I wanted to look like it was untucked. And then when I was in the process of developing this thing, I went to Old Navy.
And had some. One.
Yes.
Well, they had just come out with them. They said, brand new onesies for kids.
You can still do it.
Yeah,
you can
but
still
do it. They stole my idea. Just
you
like
can
the
still
manga
do
shirt.
It.
I know I could.
Custom, yeah, you still do it.
Now I could just be the middleman. My shirtsies. But I wanted to be the first one. You know,
I'm sorry, darling.
No, it's all good. Hi, Emmy.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What are the odds?
I'm so excited.
What are the odds that yesterday the Emmys were on and this morning Emmy's on our show?
How about that?
Look at that.
I know.
Congratulations on your award show yesterday, Emmy.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, yes. What are you doing right now?
I am sitting at work. I'm kind of jumping out of my chair. I'm a little nervous.
Aww. Don't be nervous. No, don't be nervous.
You got it.
What do you do for work?
I work for a health insurance company.
Oh, nice.
Would it calm you down a little bit if you heard JC singing in the shower?
No, no, stop.
Yeah.
Can't be nervous.
Feel better now?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, good deal.
Thanks. What's your favorite TV show, Emmy?
No, it's hard.
I was hoping for Kid Nation TV.
not nominated.
Not nominated.
Not nominated.
But maybe next year.
Yeah.
Maybe next year.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes. All right, Emmy, which vault did you decide to go with?
55.
Double nickel.
Double nickel. All right, let's step up to vault 55.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Beautiful.
Password accepted.
Yes, we learned how to sign beautiful this morning.
Good job.
Yes. Good job. You have gained access into Vault 55. Here is Jenna Owens to tell you how you play the game.
Okay, Emmy, you're going to step inside the vault, and the banker is going to shout out some steadily increasing dollar amounts. No idea when that vault door is going to shut, so it's on you to kind of gauge it and just say stop when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go. We gave away the $2,000 yesterday, so you could be in that vault that goes all the way up to $5,000 or $10,000. It could stop before that, so just say stop so you get some money.
Some money.
Okay, I got it. Thank you.
All the money.
All the money.
We want you to get all the money.
Got it.
Let's do it. Let's win some money. Let's play.
Beat the bank.
$110. $140. $220. $300. $370. $420. $490. $530. $600. $660. $730. $850.
Big girl.
$50 for you, Emmy.
All right, Emmy.
Yeah, that was. I mean, part of me wanted to keep going, but.
Yeah, $850.
I did, but I don't.
Yeah, you know, like, this is too
good.
Too much money.
This is good.
What are you going to do with $850?
I'm going to Germany in 2 weeks. I'm going to take it to Germany.
Yay! You can go to Hamburg.
Go to Hamburg. That's where the quesadilla. That's where the quesadilla originated.
And the nachos.
Where, hold on. Where are you going?
I'm going for Oktoberfest.
Awesome.
Guten Tag.
Yes. Are you going a little early?
Is that German? Guten Tag?
Guten Tag.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. Yeah. I needed to learn some and I didn't, so.
Du hast me.
I think they speak enough English. She'll be all right.
Yeah, Guten Tag is German, yes.
Avita
Zen.
Yeah. Du hast me.
Farfig Nugan.
Du hast me, du Fran. Hey. Anyways, let's see.
Farfenugan.
Farfenugan?
I like that word.
I got a cousin named Farfenugan.
I don't know what it means.
Farfenugan. Let's see how high it would have gone, Emmy.
Meant to be for you today.
That's how you play Beat the Bank right there. Emmy, you're walking away with $850. Congratulations. Hold on, we'll get you all set up, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Have fun in Germany. I was going to think of more German words, but I couldn't.
Yeah.
We're going to another chance for you to play Beat the Bank, another password in 30 minutes. We'll hook you up with that, so forget beautiful. That's gone.
Gone.
We're going to give you a brand new one. And while we wait, how about we do some crazy...
All right.
Hit Nation, pick up that phone and give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And tell us about those things you do that we may consider crazy. For example, Anya wrote us and said, my husband travels a lot for work, and when he's gone, I place a picture of him with a candle by the front door. Pizza guys always tell me sorry for your loss. Hashtag, does that make you crazy? Are you doing it because you're trying to get free stuff or something? Like,
oh, wow.
Yeah, I think that's different.
It's very,
very different.
Is that what people do? Because I know a lady that recently lost her husband, and she has his picture by the front door.
We do it in Mexico. We do that.
I don't know.
Put that picture by the front door.
Yeah.
That was the first time I'd seen it, so I didn't know that's the thing.
Yeah. So like a bunch of candles and stuff. Yeah, the Los Muertos usually is when we do it. Some people do it year-round. Depends on different cultures. But yeah, that's different.
Okay.
Anya, I would say you're a little crazy for doing it when he's just gone for work. We'll find out what your crazy is, Kid Nation, when we take your calls next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We are 20 minutes away from hooking you up with that password to play Beat the Bank again.
Extreme!
Thank you, Al. See, that time I was off, man. We're off today, buddy.
It's new. It's new.
We're not connecting.
Yeah.
Emmy just won $850 with Beat the Bank. That was a maximum during her turn. She chose vault number 55 and scored that much money. We'll see how much you score. And we learned what Farfenugan means, Jenna.
What?
Enjoyable driving experience.
Farfenugan.
And apparently, constipation in German is far from pooping.
Farfen pooping?
Far from pooping.
That's a joke. Far from pooping, Al.
Oh.
Now he gets it.
Oh, I can't believe it.
Bro, where were you on that?
I can't believe it.
I'm going to start going 1, 2, 3.
I need Jenna and Kelly to translate all my jokes to Al.
I can't believe I didn't get that.
Let me break it down for you, Al. Far from pooping.
I got it.
That was from a Kid Nation member on the text. At first, I thought that was the actual word, and then I broke it down. Yeah, you got to break it down, and then you know. All right, let's get to Does That Make Me Crazy, Kid Nation? Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We want to know about all the quirky things you do so that we can call you crazy. Because let's be honest, everyone who texts the show or calls the show, the ultimate goal is to come out crazy.
Wants to be a little crazy.
Yeah. In fact,
the
Crazy Hall of Fame is what we strive to get to.
It's tough to get in there, though.
It is. It's tough to get in there. From the text, after washing dishes, I wash my rubber gloves with hand soap. My sister thinks it's crazy because I just use dish soap to wash the dishes. Does that make me crazy? Yes. That's too much soap.
It's very odd, but I wouldn't call it crazy.
You're washing your hands, but with soap, but gloves on.
It's very
That's
odd.
Crazy.
No, it's very odd.
Right? That's odd. I'd say crazy on that
Perky.
One.
Gloves. Gloves.
I don't like the gloves. They make my hands smell weird.
Really? But my hands get so dry.
I get it, yeah.
You know, they get sweaty in there and it's just
weird.
Yeah,
it is a weird smell.
My watch has been making my hands smell. My wrist.
You need to shake it off and wash it.
I did. I washed the straps, but it still stinks. So I need some advice.
thanks, JC.
Freeze it. I don't know.
It just reminded me of that.
You're about to be like full stink between that shirt you're
wearing.
Shirt's
getting washed before Bradley Cooper. Don't worry.
Washed it.
Not yet.
Really?
I didn't have time.
You haven't washed it once since day six?
No.
Is it day six?
Yeah. Oh, I haven't had time.
Go smelling, Kevin.
I haven't had time.
You're smelling.
I'm not going to smell it.
It's not bad.
You can't smell it.
It smells good.
You can't smell it.
I mean, it doesn't smell bad.
Smell the
or
pits.
Good. It just smells.
Oh.
You got to take it off and smell the pits.
Justin.
It's a mixture of deodorant.
Part-time Justin, come here for a second.
No, you don't need to sniff me. I'm wearing a...
Okay, part-time Justin, please sniff JC's shirt.
It's been... This is day six. Bad?
Under the pit.
No, it smells good.
All right.
Smell in a smelly area.
Smell the pit.
You just smelled,
I don't want to do
just
that.
Smelled the shoulder.
No, it smells good.
Oh, it smells good.
It smells like good laundry detergent or something like that. Yeah.
I bet Kenzie's secretly washing it.
She didn't wash it. She can't because I hide it from her because she wants me to stop doing this.
Yeah, she's definitely been fluffing that.
She doesn't want her man to go to work stinking. Yeah.
No, I'm telling you. I'm hiding it from her. She said she's going to throw it away. So I wear it,
Why? Because she doesn't want you to meet Eminem?
She wants me to meet Eminem, but she just doesn't want me to wear this shirt every day because she just bought me new shirts. Mm. She wants me to wear the shirt she got me.
But she bought you that shirt.
Kelly bought me this shirt.
Oh.
My sugar mama.
All right.
From the text, little kids can be crazy as well. When I clip my 4-year-old daughter's fingernails, she insists on keeping the clippings. I ask her why. She says because she loves them. Does that make her crazy?
They can relate.
Wow.
Yeah.
Starting young.
Sometimes you just want to collect them to see what kind of nonsense you can get.
I guess for a child, that's part of me, mommy.
You can't let go. Some kids can't let go of stuff. That's why some kids have problems with going to the potty. They don't want to let go of the poop.
Yeah, we got a lot of poop.
Yeah, maybe put the nail up under the pillow and let the finger fairy.
The finger fairy
sounds like a horror film. Oh my god!
Mom lost another finger. It's okay, baby. Just put it on the pillow.
Finger fairy.
Finger fairy is gonna give you some money.
Man, though, using a fairy can help a lot.
Oh yeah. The Binky Fairy saved my life.
Binky Fairy. I mean, if you want a kid to do something, incorporate the use of a fairy somehow.
Yeah.
Get it done.
Let's go to the phone. Get it done. Hey, Diane.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. So let's see if you're crazy or not.
Okay, so does this make me crazy that when I'm in the car, I'll be driving, I'll come up to a stoplight, and if I see, like, a really young couple, just innocent looking, I'll roll down my window, and I'll pretend like I know them and go, hey, do you remember me? We were at the barbecue together last month. How are you doing? And then they'll actually get into it, and they'll go, hey, how are you? And then I'll kind of think, and I'm like, really? Come on, you guys don't really know me?
I love this.
You just mess with people.
Yeah, you're just messing with people. That doesn't make you crazy. That makes you a prankster and my friend, Diane. That's what it makes you.
Yes.
Yeah. I might need to call you and see how I need to prank my wife back.
I guess this isn't crazy, but every once in a while, if I see a hot girl.
Yeah?
I'll just, Diane! I just holler out her name to see if she turns around. Maybe, just
what's
maybe
the number one name you go with when you see a hot girl?
It could just, whatever that hits me. It could be
whatever you're feeling.
Blanca. It doesn't
Blanca.
Matter. Yeah.
Okay.
I just take a shot.
Does it depend on her ethnicity?
Yes.
It's
never worked.
Like, what would you call a Mexican girl? You see a Mexican girl walk by right now.
Flora.
That's a good one. Yep.
What about a white girl?
White girl.
Brittany.
Okay.
What about a black lady?
LaQuish.
LaQuish?
LaQuish?
Yes.
I was really close to them.
Asian.
Asian girl.
Win.
That's
the last name.
That's the N?
Yes, you actually have pretty good odds.
Irish.
Oh gosh. Shirley!
Oh, Shirley!
What is it, the Irish Golden Girl? German.
Oh, my gosh!
You just want to call her name.
Far from pooping.
Far from pooping.
All right, let's move on. It's not going anywhere.
That was stupid.
I actually like that joke. I like that joke more than Al finally gets it.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. I can't speak to somebody. Ask me what I did at work today.
Hi, Brandon.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Doing great, buddy. What's your craziness?
Okay, first I want to just thank y'all for the tour of the station and the interview y'all gave a couple of months ago.
Our pleasure, Brandon.
Absolutely.
We had touring with you.
Did you get an A?
Oh, yeah, I get an A.
Of course you
did. I was a firefighter that came over.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Why are you crazy, though?
Oh, whenever I meet random people and we're, like, hanging out in a social event, I like to randomly crack their fingers.
No.
Oh, whoa.
What?
Man, has no one ever hit you?
Most of the time it's girls, and they usually just laugh or just look at me crazy.
I don't pull and crack my knuckles. Yeah. If someone did that to me, man, I'd whack you.
Nice. That's,
I would.
Yeah, you're crazy, Brandon.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy, man.
That's crazy, man. I get it.
We love you. We appreciate you being a first responder.
Glad you got an A. But, yeah, you're crazy.
That's a little crazy.
Have a good one, man. Come see us again soon, okay?
You run into burning buildings, so that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, but I didn't invite you to crack.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I feel like that's so personal.
Crack is whack, Jim.
I don't. But that's something that's like, you got to ask permission to crack.
Yeah, there's something satisfying about cracking your own knuckles, but unsettling about somebody else doing it.
Like, when you get a pedicure and they start pulling on your toes, I'm like, thank you.
No. Don't touch my toes.
Pass.
That's weird.
Hi, Andrea.
Hi.
All right, let's see if you're crazy or not.
Okay, so I like cat breath. I've liked it my entire life. And I have 5 cats.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're crazy.
I get it.
Okay, but I only like the older cats. It's better than the younger cats.
Like dying cat breath.
Oh, my God.
I'll lean up to kiss them and, like, push up their lip with my nose just to smell it.
Oh, you're like... Nuzzle your nose in there?
Yeah. I mean, people love puppy breath. People love that smell of baby breath. I get it.
I've never met anybody that likes cat breath, though, so I was like, well, maybe I am crazy.
Maybe somebody will call in and say, yes, me too.
Do you take, like, a deep whiff, too? Like a...
Because I put my nose up there, it'll get stuck on my nose. I'm like the older cat because he's like 15, so it'll get stuck on there, and then I can smell it longer.
Yeah, you crazy. Yeah, Andrew, congratulations
on
the crazy
Hall of Fame,
girlfriend.
You're in the Hall of Fame, baby.
You keep sniffing those cat mouths.
Yeah.
Keep going at it.
That was so funny. I wasn't expecting her to say cat breath.
I like cat breath.
I like Andrew. Cat breath.
That's what I like. I like her.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hours.
47 and a half, if you want to be exact, Al.
Until an A-list celeb will be standing among us.
Yeah.
And I mean A-list. Bradley Cooper.
He plays Rocket. Guardians of the Galaxy.
Exciting.
Oh, there's it. Where are you at, Jenna?
I don't know.
There you go.
There you go.
Hi, Alyssa.
Hi, how are you?
Welcome to the show. We're doing excellent. Excellent.
What's up with you?
What are you doing right now?
I'm currently in my car waiting to go into work.
All right, and what do you do?
I work for a bank.
Uh-huh.
A teller.
Mm. Oh, nice. So you should do well with our bankers.
Yeah, you know how vaults work.
Yeah, you know how these vaults work for sure. Now, which vault did you decide to go with?
I chose my favorite number 8.
Number 8.
8.
I hope it's a lucky number for you.
Yeah.
So do I.
Is that a number you wore in sports or just happens to be your lucky number?
No, it was just like a number I picked ever since I was little. So yeah.
There you go.
Isn't it funny how we just pick our lucky number when we're little kids and it just sticks forever?
Yeah.
All right, Alyssa. Well, hopefully it is a lucky number for you. Let's step up to vault number 8.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Farfanugan.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Accepted.
We were learning German words this morning.
Yep.
I heard.
All right, you gained access into the bank vault. Congratulations, Alyssa. Here's Big Al Mac to tell you how we play Beat the Bank Extreme.
Alyssa, you're going to hear dollar amounts hollered out by a banker. You may know the banker. Who knows? You work in the banking industry. Anyway, they're going to steadily increase. When you feel like it's not going to go any farther, you just say stop, and you'll get whatever amount was previously mentioned. Now, it could go up to $1,000. It could go up to $2,000. It could go up to $5,000. It could go up to $10,000. We don't know. It may not go to any of those numbers. But your job is to get as much money out of that bank vault as you can without letting that door shut. And please say stop, even if you hear one of the big numbers, okay?
Okay.
Otherwise, very thorough explanation.
Very thorough. That's what we need. We got to cover our all the legal stuff.
All the legal. Got the legal out of the way.
All right, Alyssa, let's do it. Let's play.
All right, let's go.
Beat the bank.
$140 $230 $430 $470 $520 $580
Stop.
I hear you, girl.
$580. Alyssa was feeling like that door was about to close, and she pulled out.
There you go. $580. What you going to do with that money?
Yay! I'm going to donate some to one of my favorite shelters that I follow for dogs. So, yeah.
What's the name of it? Let's give them a little love.
It's Dallas Dogs. They're all the way out in Texas, but it's really incredible what they do. So.
All right.
Awesome. I like to help when I can.
That is really nice of you, Alyssa, for helping out with the little puppies. But just for fun, you got that $580. Let's see how high it would have gone.
Okay.
$630. $780.
Not bad, girl.
Congratulations. $580 for you, Alyssa. You hold on. We'll get you all set up with your money. And don't forget, Beat the Bank is going to be back tomorrow if you didn't get in today.
Extreme.
Another chance. Two chances. 7:10 and 8:10 Central. We'll hook you up with those passwords.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.